Chris, if you'll go ahead and set up the mic, get the recording started. I want to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Roofing Technical Advisory Board meeting of July 27, 2020. I'm not sure where that's coming from. Okay. First order of business is to remind us about our teleconference participation process. Try to keep your computers or if you're on your phones muted, except when you're speaking. Please state your name when you speak, and TAC members state your name when making and seconding motions. Be aware of background noises, and just try to keep all the background sounds to a minimum so that we can function efficiently. I'll stack names when there's time for discussion and make sure everybody has their opportunity to speak. Okay, so let's determine that we have a quorum. Commissioner Swope, Brian?
Here.
All right, Commissioner Boyer, Bob?
I'm here. Thank you.
Jimmy Buckner?
Here.
George Ebersole?
Here.
He's here as well. Commissioner Goff, Rick?
He's here.
All right, Bert Logan? Bert is here.
Here.
Yep. Gaspar Rodriguez? Are you on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. Lorraine Alicia Ross, don't see her, so I don't think she's on. Bill Schultz is on. Bill?
Here.
Karen Worsak, I don't see Karen either. Okay, and Mark Sainal. Mark? Mark, are you on? All right, well, we have 8 of 11, so we have a quorum. Let me just double check. Elaine is not there. Karen is not here, and Mark Sainal. Mark, just to check you one more time. Okay, there's a new caller who just joined the phone. Would you identify yourself, please? Okay. Then we will proceed. We have Tom Campbell, Justin Vogel, Mo Madani, Jim Hammers, Robert Benbow, and Chris Howell from GDPR. I think I got everybody listed. And myself, Jeff Blair, facilitating. So first order of business is to review today's agenda, which is to approve the minutes from the last meeting, June 11th, and then to consider and discuss the deck statement DS 2020-0-2022 by Edward C. Badu of CEBB Engineering and Testing. Take any other general public comment and then adjourn. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as it was posted?
So moved, Boyer.
Second, Logan.
A motion and a second from Boyer and Logan, respectively. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. And let the record reflect that Karen Worsak is on the call. So that's good. So we have 9 members present of 11. All right, the next order of business is you received, or they've been linked or posted electronically, the June 11th, 2020 Roofing Tech minutes. Are there any revisions or corrections? If not, is there a motion to accept the minutes as they were linked and posted to the BCIS?
Motion to accept.
Second, Boyer.
We have a motion and a second from Worsak and Boyer, respectively. Any discussion? No discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, so our order of business is to discuss the deck statement DS 2020-0-22. Do we want to hear from staff first, or do we want to hear from the petitioner?
Just Mo Madani, if it's okay, I can just
sure. Go ahead,
do man. A short introduction. You know, I think to bring you back to what we did so far in the secretary's statement, when this was taken up, there were a lot of comments and all that on the request. So at that time, the TAC felt that the TAC members should submit specific questions that they would like to the petitioner to address. And if you recall, at the June 11th meeting, you know, the TAC members reviewed the comments or the questions submitted by each TAC member, and then formulated a list of questions that they felt that the petitioner, should be given an opportunity to address. At that meeting, a list of questions were put together and those questions sent to the petitioner. At that time, the petitioner went ahead and responded to the TAC's comments, and those are the responses are on the listed on the agenda. But at the same time, the petitioner did submit a request for withdrawal. They felt that they would rather just come back under the new code, the 2020 code, and maybe submit the DAC request at that time. So at this point, the petitioners have requested that that to be withdrawn. So I would, at this point, the TAC has the option to proceed with consideration of the DAC or also respect the petitioner's request for withdrawal the recommendation to the commission. Thank you,
Mayor. Let's ask, before you is the petitioner has requested a withdrawal, so one of your options is to recommend the commission accept the withdrawal, or if you feel compelled to proceed, I guess that's your option as well. Is there anybody representing the petitioner here who'd like to speak? Okay, is there anybody from the public that wants to speak before I go to the TAC for their consideration?
This is Mike Silvers with FRSA. I would suggest that the TAC uphold the petitioner's request to withdraw.
Thank you, Mike. Anybody else in the public wish to comment before I go to the TAC?
Joe Beltre, FHBA. We agree with Mike Silvers and FRSA. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else in the public? Okay, TAC members, there's been a petition to request a withdrawal. That's worthy of discussion. Any TAC members have any thoughts about that, whether you want to recommend accepting the withdrawal?
This is Karen Morsek. I move that we recommend accepting withdrawal.
Okay.
I'll second Boyer.
We have a motion and a second from Morsek and Boyer to recommend the commission accept the petitioner's request for withdrawal. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Yeah, I have a question, Jeff. I'm just curious. So all the information that we've gotten so far, this is Mark Zanlin, by the way, all the information we've gotten so far, all the questions and the answers to the questions, do those all go away? And then we've got to go through all this again when the person resubmits? Just curious about the procedure.
I'll turn it to Justin or Tom to answer that legal. I think that's a bit of a legal question.
This is Justin Vogel. Yes, Mr. Zanel. Once this declaratory statement and petition has been dismissed, then if there's another one that's forthcoming, then the TAC consideration of that would be based on whatever information that and whatever questions are posed by the petitioner at that time.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Any further discussion? All right. All in favor of recommending the Florida Building Commission accept the petitioner's request for withdrawal, say aye.
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 Are there any opposed? The vote is unanimous on a 9-0 in favor for withdrawal. And I'll ask if there's any additional public comment. Any TAC member comment or staff member comment? All right, Commissioner Swope, why don't you adjourn us?
All right, well, if there's nothing else to add to this, appreciate everybody's time. We'll stand adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Okay.